Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Shannon is done, and so is this season of The Real Housewives of Orange County. Almost, we have the reunion, kids. But it's Real Housewives of Orange County recap finale starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Whatever you want, whatever you need, right to it.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. It's a pleasure to have you here to recap the finale of OC. And we have a full panel to break down everything right here. With, you asked for it, a female perspective. We've got two.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Who's
Girl
here?
Power.
Who's here? Where can we find you? What do you want to talk about?
Kick it off, Leanne.
Hey guys, Leanne Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Check out a tiny, tiny little spot on Curb Your Enthusiasm next Sunday on HBO.
Exciting. Fern Ronay here. I'm so excited to be reunited with my friends. So happy to fill in. You can find me on all social media at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Yes, and I am Blake V, back in effect!
Woo! So happy to have you back.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back. I had to make it back for the finale. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media and over on the blog at BlakeV.com.
Nice. And you guys can find me over on Twitter at It's Grants Rants. Before we get into the show tonight, I want to have my Star Jones moment. If anyone gets that, you know that I love you.
I get it.
Yes. I'm so nervous. I have accepted a position that's still in LA, but it conflicts with AfterBuzz, unfortunately. And I've been here for almost 6 years, and I've covered too many wives to count. But I'll be taking a leave of absence. But I feel like any good professional, I have to give my 2 week notice. So I will be here to cover the first part of the reunion. And I'll wrap up Dallas. And I'm going to be moving on for a little bit. So, but aww, I can tell you people that I will be popping up when you least expect.
I'm sure.
God, we're going to miss you so much.
And congratulations.
I wasn't going to say anything. Yes. I wasn't going to say anything until it was like the last show. But to me, it's like so many great people have followed me. And I'm not talking about Twitter and Instagram. I'm like, you guys have listened to my show and told your friends. So I feel such a respect and an honor to be able to have to tell you, you know, that I even have someone to answer to is lovely and wonderful. So thank you very much, and you know it's all good stuff. I'm actually I'm gonna be working in podcasting. That's the thing.
We're really
so,
excited.
You know what
that.
I mean? So
yes,
thank
congratulations.
You.
Couldn't
so,
happen to a better
congratulations.
Guy.
Congratulations.
Yes!
It's been a long road.
Cheers to Grant.
Cheers to Grant and cheers to the finale.
Cheers.
Thank you. I've learned a lot from you just from watching you, so congratulations. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. Cheers to that.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Yeah, I will miss coming here and bitching about these ladies so much, but you know, my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, is still in action, so.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We'll have some platform to bitch on.
I need to. Oh, my God, I need to. Yeah, and you know, like I said, you never know where I will pop up.
Yeah.
No. So let's talk a little bit about OC and
let's put the live chat up, guys. Yeah. It's the finale. We'd love the live chat up.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to get that off my damn chest. Whew. All right.
Now you can breathe. Right.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, I take this seriously, you know, especially the people who tune in and are loyal to us. I mean, you know.
I know they're the best.
Yeah.
The best.
Because I started
all
off as a fan.
All of you are the best.
I started off with AfterBuzz as a fan, and I was on my way to the studio, the old studio, to take a tour of it or whatever, and I got a call for my first job here. So I feel like this has been with me throughout my career, so it's a nice full circle moment. Yeah. Fern and I have had more panels together. And
you're my first friend in LA. It's so nice.
Yeah.
This is so, and you're such a
and
wonderful
OC,
person.
The original, and you know, this is when I first started. It was like I need to get on one Housewives. That be my ultimate goal.
The goal.
But enough about me.
Now
enough.
You're the king of the Housewives.
Yeah, enough
for real.
That. Enough. Vicky, she is apparently, well, she's the president of the company and not dealing with anything, any type of phones. As a soon-to-be former executive assistant, this annoys the hell out of me. No one is too good to handle the phones.
I personally love a good headphone. just makes me feel like a pop star. Yeah. And a long mic always does well as well. You know what I mean? Mm. Makes me feel like Britney.
You could be like no coming around the cubicle corner, like busting a move.
When I did work in an office at NBC, I was known like to be just like that one employee that would get
you
down to the elevator
music. You mean you were known
as
that bitch?
Yes. I'm always known as her. That girl over there.
So apparently, Coto Insurance has a board. I don't know if this is a board of trustees or like a publicly traded company. Like, I was like, who are these people?
How it's big a board that made up for the episode.
Yeah, who are these people? But Michael Hassan is replacing someone on it. So that's good. I thought we were going to see the new office. Did we? Was that it?
I don't think so.
It looked brighter, so maybe that was
it. It looked like a different, yeah.
It was just like a conference room, right? Like, that's all we saw? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly's mother, Bobby's getting a makeover. And Kelly's laying on her bed and some type of, oh, thanks, guys, in the chat. I see you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay!
Kelly's there in some type of nude, off-the-shoulder top.
Yeah, she's bringing back the 80s with the off-shoulder, one-shoulder peekaboo thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I don't get is, like, leave your poor mom alone.
Oh,
like,
my
she just
God,
wants
right?
to lay in bed and watch TV, which is, like, the life.
Right! Yeah.
And she's worked really hard. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. I agree. Maybe she's perfectly content just watching Housewives and doing nothing. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I get it.
And you make her
totally. I get it.
And
totally.
It doesn't help. Like, you make her feel like she's, like, not an active member of society.
Right.
Just, like, you know, like, it's not,
she contributes.
Not
she goes to Starbucks and she talks to lots of people.
Yes. So,
when she says, hello, I need a grande non-fat latte. She's done her talking for the day.
We're seeing,
that's about as much as I do.
You know?
We're seeing a crack already in her marriage, Kelly's marriage with Michael, and we'll get into more of that later, but she says that she just can't take him at the moment, so that boils over later. Tamara is about as nervous as I was for this graduation dinner that she's going to with her daughter that we never saw, and we know that ended really badly, courtesy of her own Instagram
wrong
post.
Doing.
Yeah, you know,
Tamara?
We talked about this throughout the season. It's different now.
I know.
Back in the day, we used to just watch the shows, and we wouldn't know anything until the reunion came. But this time, it's different. They're posting in real time as these episodes are airing. Mm-hmm. And Tamara was very, very vocal about Sydney this season. And she has asked to be left alone. And we saw the result of what happened. Clearly, it didn't work out.
I wonder if they're going to talk about it at the reunion. They have to address it.
They have to. They have to.
They have to address it. And he's going to ask, what went wrong? Everything was supposed to be fine.
But then Tamara, if she was smart, she'd say, out of respect for my daughter, I will not answer the question.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. That's exactly the problem.
Because we know she won't.
Yeah. She will.
She's not going to say that.
She's supposed to say, you know what? We're finally... You know what? I can't say anything because I want it to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm respecting my daughter's wishes. She's wanting to talk about her.
Exactly. What are your thoughts on this candle party? Now, my first thought was, you know, Megan's all excited about this. And I was trying to think back to what Megan contributed this whole season, you know.
That's what I was thinking. She's been such a bore all season. Yeah. Why are we ending this on her candle party?
You know, like, you can look at someone like Kelly.
Candle party.
You can look at someone, lover or hater, but Shannon. You can think of the different highlights, good or bad, throughout the season. But I'm trying to think of what Megan did.
Okay, this is a perfect representation of what she did. A la nothing. She gets up at the beginning of the party and she's like, excuse me. She gets everybody's attention and she goes, I just want to thank you for being here. King is... of course, my maiden name. It's also Aspen's middle name. And thank you.
So her daughter's name is Aspen King King?
Aspen King
King. Is her daughter's name Aspen King King?
Oh my God, Mike Bowman, I wanted someone to fall down the stairs in the candle party. Me too.
That's the speech.
It's a whole lot of nothing, yeah.
It's a whole lot of nothing.
Or maybe it's King times two.
You know, I think she did. Because didn't we see her, like, grand opening at the actual candle store?
Oh,
with her husband
that went out of business. I read that that store went out of business.
So what is this a
actually, it was Tamara that
the
said that.
Company's been
well,
up
that's
for
why
a
it's
time.
In a house, Fern. That's why it's in a house. That candle business went down.
The King the King collection, like, is this like, the ultimate? The
it's
pinnacle?
The backyard
or
collection
what?
I can
now.
Understand, like, if she just started the candle company and they're having a huge party, like, these are all the candles. You've been around for over two seasons. Like, what's the party for?
There was no one even at that party.
There was no one there.
No.
It's everyone that
usually
goes.
Because my daughter's middle name is King. I miss the ones.
I miss the ones that always ended at the end of summer party. I miss that. The end of summer party when they would be in someone's backyard and, you know, they'd have to make their amends or whatever. Like, they remember, like, the first reunion, they sat in lawn chairs in Vicky's backyard. Like, now it's like these fake things. Like, we're supposed to believe that she's going to be a millionaire selling candles.
And they make rounds now. Like, they even put the lights up really bright outside in the backyard, like the big movie lights, so they can, like, literally make their rounds of apologies.
Right.
And end with a nice cast photo. I mean, bravo. It ended a little too peachy for me. You know what I mean? Even, like, the shot of Jim. We didn't get one shot of Jim until the very end, and he was nice. You know he said some sarcastic stuff.
I know, shocker.
You know he was like, you know, I paid so much for this. Can we get these people out of here? I didn't even get a shrimp today.
Shannon got a shrimp.
I'm going to get a quick shrimp. I loved it. Michael, before they go to this party, Michael doesn't want to be in the car with David Bedore. Apparently, I think maybe this.
I don't blame him. It's a tense.
I wouldn't want to be with either of those
couples.
No. They're just dealing with the law. They're really stressed out. They're bad to be around.
Yeah. Kelly doesn't even want to go with her own husband. And she says that, she tells him to be polite, kind of like a child. And she says they're two control freaks, and she's hit a wall with her husband. So,
Then leave him already instead of dragging him to a party. Yeah. Nobody wants that kind of tension. Nobody wants, like, that couple out at the party that all of a sudden starts fighting and it's tense. Like, everyone hates that couple. So don't be that couple. You know what I mean? If you're having problems, just be like, you know what? Stay home tonight. Clearly, I can't stand you. So maybe you should stay home, and I'll hate you from the party, and you can hate me from home.
Yeah, I mean,
because why hate each other in front of people?
Right, and I wonder how much pressure he feels, or like the spouses of any of these women feel, to like make their camera time. You know,
right.
Like they know their wives are on the show when a party's happening. Yeah. Do they feel that pressure?
Probably.
Versus just their wife wanting them to go? You know,
do they sign contracts too? Like where
apparently the husbands do not even get paid.
Yeah, but they do sign to be on camera.
You have to sign a
release form. Yeah.
So in that sense, you're consenting, but I do feel it's by default because they don't sign up for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a pressure by default.
And it's like, I don't want to go, but I'm going to look like an asshole if I don't. Right. So it's like obligation.
I know. And David sat everything out, so he kind of has to go to this one, I guess.
It's their wife's income. This is the way their wives make money.
Well, of course David has to go. Are you crazy? He has to do everything. He has no options. Until now.
Yes. And how do you feel about the divorce, Blake? We haven't seen you.
Ah! Grant, thank you for asking me. I have missed you all for many episodes because a lot has happened with Shannon, and we know I've had a lot of opinions.
She's back, ladies and gentlemen.
And I've been watching from home, just like yelling these opinions, wishing I was on this after show with everybody. I've got to say this one thing at least. When I read the news that Shannon and David were finally getting their divorce, as unfortunate as it is, I read the news, like, on my phone, and I said out loud to myself alone, fucking finally. Finally! Yeah, it was like, goodness. I've been saying this for how many seasons? It just is time. And, you know, it's sad. It's definitely sad, 100% sad. But nobody's getting anywhere. They're just hating each other. Mm-hmm. And it just, we've seen the destruction and we've seen it physically in Shannon and like, it's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there we have it.
So we get treated to Shannon's greatest hits of all of her first impression failures. And my favorite, of course, if you listen to Grant's Rants, you know it's Heather Dubrow saying, "We're done. Please leave."
Oh, that was so good.
To leave.
I loved it.
That is one of my favorite moments. I don't know. That and thank you. That and her going, Shannon storming through that Laguna Beach house. I freaking had it with her. You'll all see the truth. Like, that's just so over the top and so me. And just, I enjoy Shannon. I do. Because I feel like we're getting a new installment of Shannon coming up.
You were waiting for it to conclude with the plate, weren't you?
You were waiting
for that montage to conclude.
Yeah, that was in every other episode. I swear to God, if it wasn't every other, they were back to back to make up for it.
It was in every episode except for this one.
Where is it?
Yeah. Well, we were specifically talking about Shannon saying that her first impression was never good with the ladies. Yeah. So the plate toss was not the first impression. Yeah. We knew Shannon deep at this point.
It's out on a technicality.
Nonetheless, the montage didn't disappoint.
her first impression with Heather.
You're
was
right.
Heather.
You're
but
right.
The other housewife, her husband Terry, that probably was the counted for the first because Terry was very involved that season.
My kids are here. I'm asking you to leave.
I love it.
Oh, so good.
And if I'm hoping that they'll bring back the Dubrows to the show because you know. How are you feeling, Fern, at this point in the season?
I've missed her so much because I feel like I think Peggy kind of replaced her. So you replace one person who, like, I just miss Heather. I miss seeing her house. I miss the way she speaks. Like, she's always so super clear.
Yeah.
With someone who
yeah.
is talks like mud. Like, you cannot, she's confused. Everyone else is confused. Everyone, it's so
not
confusing.
Not an eloquent lady.
Oh, my God.
Clear and condescending.
I know. Yeah, I miss, well, I'll take clear and condescending over... I don't know what the hell she's misunderstood. That one misunderstood. I can't take it. It's not funny.
I severely dislike her.
It's just all over the place. Even at the end when she tried to make everything right, it just didn't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. No.
So everyone arrives as Shannon makes her way down the large staircase in a vintage gown of her grandmother's. What did you think, especially this one over here, Blake, of the entrance? The staircase.
I can't say what I really thought.
Well,
I can't. So
over here, Mike Bowman says, I wanted someone to fall down the stairs at the candle party.
Gosh.
So. Someone else did, too.
She couldn't even get down the stairs without, like, excuse my language, bitching.
Everything is a bitch. Everything is an
she's
issue.
She's just constantly nagging.
Uh-huh. We can't live. We can't walk down the stairs. We can't do anything in this life without, like, addressing it, complaining about it live on national television. It's like, it's her MO.
Even when she got out of the car, she's like, I just can't do these tall shoes anymore.
Yeah, we know you can't, Shannon. We know. Mm. We know.
We know.
Mm-hmm. The shoes, the stairs, we know.
So. Shady. Peggy at this party.
So, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry.
I feel bad for her when she's like always looking for, you know, she's so insecure that she's like, this is, I'm wearing a grandma dress. And Megan took it as, I'm wearing a frumpy dress.
Yeah. She's like, literally, stop it.
I laughed so hard. Thank you for bringing that up.
No, but it's so consistent with her mentality. She's so down on herself that they're just used to her. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I'm wearing my grandma's dress. Oh, stop. She's like, no, literally, I am. Oh.
It's beautiful.
In that case, it's gorgeous.
Exactly.
So funny.
So Peggy enters and she says that, you know, she's trying to be all like, tough walking into this end of the season party, and she thinks that all the ladies should be ashamed of themselves because of what happened in overseas.
They don't even like, if she never showed up, I don't think anyone would have mentioned it.
No.
Yeah, they don't even know what
thinking about her.
Exactly, not at all.
You know, and it's really just so much of the kind of fresh meat mentality. I don't think a lot of it is Peggy specific. I mean, there may be specific things that the individual housewives maybe aren't jiving with Peggy yet at this point about, but I think it really is just every girl has to go through this. I mean, Kelly went through it last year in Ireland. Hard. Really hard. Like, it was real bad the way they treated Kelly last year.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's Peggy's turn. It's bad. It's hard to watch.
And it was Megan, too.
Oh, and it was totally Megan 2 seasons ago.
And it's so interesting how much she sticks up for Shannon now.
I know.
Peggy's like, she just loves the drama, and Shannon's like, and Megan's like, I don't think so. And sashaying to the side. I'm like, girl, why are you Shannon's cheerleader all of a sudden?
I could not in that moment.
She doesn't remember that.
I could not. That was too much.
How dare you make me seem uncharitable?
Terrible.
She just always overreacts, so it's just classic Shannon.
Yeah, yeah.
So Vicky enters, and she stays away from Eddie and Tamara the whole time. But I don't think Vicky realizes why. Like, this was never addressed. Like, this was so odd that there's a disconnection. Apparently, it's because the day they came back from Iceland, correct me if I'm wrong, but the day they came back from Iceland, Tamara says that there was a story released by one of Vicky's friends that Vicky denied having involvement in. So, and it was about Eddie, I guess.
I'm so over this.
Another story.
I mean, like,
Eddie?
not the gay rumors. Something
she
different.
She didn't say.
Why are Tamara and Vicky fighting
so much? This was such a throwaway moment. Like, I know they had a big falling out. We wanted to see what this was, and now they're just not even going to acknowledge it. Yet they were still in group scenes.
You know, another question I had about Tamara was, I think I asked somebody this while we were watching. Tamara very blatantly says to the camera, like, during her confessional, she says, what was it? She's like, you know, I apologized to Vicky. We had our moment like a year ago or whatever it was. Then we had another moment in Iceland. We apologized to each other. It was good or whatever. Now I know that I just really can never trust Vicky. And I was like, well, what happened? What happened between Iceland and here that like really proved that the second apology wasn't legit, right?
Nothing concrete.
We weren't given any information on that.
I don't know.
She's like, I just know now that it's really... And I'm like, why? Well,
yeah, that makes no sense. Because if there was that story, then the producer should have been like, you two need to go to lunch, talk about the story.
Let us know.
Fight again.
Yeah.
You can make up and fight again, but don't like gloss over this, because this is like some juicy stuff. Right. This is meat. Instead of having... seeing them get ready, seeing them walk down the stairs. We could have had so much more meat in this episode if they made those two go to lunch and fight again or make up.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. It was a lot of wasted time in this episode.
And did you guys notice that Peggy went to lunch with them 2 days earlier? They didn't show any of that footage. They showed a smidge of it during this party, proving there's just not enough meat on the bone. I think Fern's right. They're not giving us enough meat. We're starving.
Especially after this, what some people could argue is lousy season, to really not deliver on the finale and to gloss over a major plot point. I mean, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. And I really don't understand the Tamara and Vicky thing. Like, how many times does Vicky have to apologize? We talked about this last episode. She officially apologized.
It keeps happening.
You guys, it's not her fault you guys made up all drunk. All of you guys were drunk. It's not like one person was stone cold sober other than Peggy and was like, all right, we've made up, but I just want to let you guys are all still drunk and saying inappropriate things, so I'm only going to take this lightly. No, you guys were all drunk, and you guys all walked away like everything was kosher, and now it's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I would understand Vicky thinking everything's cool, and then maybe approaching Tamara like, hey, we're friends now, and then Tamara giving her the shoulder and her being like, WTF.
Right.
Like, for real. I thought we made up in Iceland. What's going on?
Right.
We need to know what happened.
Another thing we missed, which is kind of okay, though. We missed the Lydia, Peggy, Megan lunch, where Peggy apologized to Megan about... I don't know what she apologized for, because she said she wasn't calling Megan a bad mom. So what was she apologizing for? Clearly very ignorant, and, you know, it's none of her business at all what is going on with Megan's baby, because they were training the baby to cry out, as they discussed. It's none of her freaking business.
But I wish they had. I wish Megan was like, "It's none of your freaking business," and they spend it at lunch, and
we need to see it.
They didn't show
we need to see it.
It's all in the casting. It's all in the casting.
I know. It's like I feel like I can't even speak on it properly because we haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I know.
Give it to us, Bravo. Yes. Damn.
I don't know. Someone wrote on the live chat, Ginger Rogers wrote, Tamara's so desperate for the Bravo money, she doesn't have a rich husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she also wrote, trying to get rid of Vicky, which that kind of I can see. Just because
we have no
Vicky
reason.
Has apologized, why are you not trying to make up with her?
Yeah.
You guys should have been doing shots at this party as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. You guys should have been whooping it up.
Yep.
But instead it was awkward and you were trying to fix everybody else's problems.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I don't accept Tamara's, like, whatever
like,
she
why
said.
Why are you so desperate to get Peggy and Shannon together? They're clearly one duo that's never going to see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Shannon is the kind that overreacts and Peggy is the kind that doesn't like that and she wants to just say weird things and let everything be okay. About it,
this season was total mess. This season was a mess from start to finish. So I'm wondering what they're going to do with this reunion. I'm hoping that maybe it's a different producer or somebody else that can maybe Bravo be more involved,
sort it out.
Like,
yeah,
we need to make sense of some of the stuff and make it a little bit more motivational to keep watching this show.
I'm sorry, we have a comment really quick. Ferg says, "I have a feeling that next season is going to be fire." So do we think that because this season was like a hot mess, that maybe it'll come a little stronger next season?
They got a clean house. They got to get rid of half the cast. I mean,
yeah.
Well, we know Shannon's not going anywhere.
Yeah, Shannon, Kelly. We know they're good.
She won her ticket.
I don't know
back.
Anything for real, but
she won her ticket back.
Megan and. Even Lydia.
Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Lydia was totally boring this season. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Peggy won't understand that she's fired. She'll show up next season to start filming.
So Kelly gives her husband, Michael, the death stare when he complains how he can't play with her boobs.
Oh, God, was that awkward?
Oh, God.
It's clearly over between those two.
Yeah.
I think it was over before she started.
That's so bad for Michael in that
moment. I know,
he
can't even touch her boobs. That sucks.
Yeah. So Lydia seems to be having fun with Shannon. I think that's my only Lydia note. goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Lydia. And as we saw like in a little upcoming preview of the reunion, like the ladies haven't really appreciated everything that Lydia has said off camera when it comes to, you know, in imposing every belief, because when you do that, you're also like imposing a lot of judgment. You know what I mean? It's one thing to just be like, this is who I am, accept it. You know what I mean? I'm this kind of person. But you're throwing judgment along with everything that everyone does. So clearly it's all going to come out at the reunion.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
I hope, because this season all along, they've been dodging bullets.
Yeah, like, they have. They have. Totally.
So Peggy and Kelly get together, and Peggy says, Kelly asks, why did you leave early? And she says she left early because of you talking about my dad. And Kelly says, well, I didn't really know that your dad passed. Is that what she said? Or did she know and she forgot?
She forgot it.
Okay.
I get that. Yeah. I believe that from Kelly.
I believe it. She was totally
but
wasted.
But she was also saying, like, kind of, it was like a cultural reference. Like, it was just like a reference.
It's just a saying.
Yes, exactly.
She wasn't literally saying, like, I'm literally going to have my dad call your dad. It's like a saying, like, oh, this one.
I didn't realize she perceived it that way.
Yes, yes. Oh, Kelly was saying.
Hey, who?
Okay, Peggy. So Kelly was telling Peggy, "Oh Lord, you're gonna have your husband call my husband." In other words, saying you're gonna have this authority figure in your life call this authority figure in my life, comparing it to you're gonna have your dad call my dad. Mm-hmm. Oh well, you know,
my dad could beat up your dad. Like that's something if you grow up in this country. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I'm not like making fun. Like she, God bless anyone that speaks more than one language. Like I always speak English. Yeah. Like I'm not making fun of her. Like I can't say two words in her. God bless. But she, even if she spoke perfect English, I think we would still have this problem. Yeah. I think she just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't register. She was making
good. Because just a saying. Yeah, just a saying.
But then Kelly could have said, it's just a saying, and instead said, I'm sorry, I forgot that you're both wrong.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yep. It's pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
But she's been here since she's 1 year old.
Yeah.
Peggy's been here since she was one.
Right. Yeah. But so, maybe she just never, I don't know.
I don't think she gets it. I really don't. Yeah. I think you're right.
Well, this isn't the first time. I mean, Deco has said a lot of, like, euphemisms or sayings or whatever.
And she doesn't ever get them.
She doesn't know.
Doesn't get them. He does.
And they live together and she still doesn't get them. It's not like, you know, doesn't she turn on the television?
But then she throws one out.
What if she watches like an episode of like Desperate Housewives, is she lost? Because there's a lot of like,
she's so confused going through life.
I know.
She don't get it.
I'm just thinking like, in there's figures of speech in television, there's comedy, there's wordplay, assimilies. Like,
I know, especially English. Like English is very
so
complex.
Many idioms. Yeah.
She just doesn't know how to clearly communicate anything. No. Even at the end when she was trying to apologize, it didn't come out right. Ugh. Even Tamara was like, she's trying to say she's sorry.
She needs an interpreter.
I'm like, oh, she does. Yeah. She needs an interpreter. It's so crazy.
She needs Heather DeBro. Yeah. Heather DeBro would come in and be like, this is what
clear it up.
Her perfect
clear
elocution. Yes. This
is here's what you need to understand.
DEFCON 4.
Yes. So Kelly tells Peggy that she's baby, which is true. I think so, anyway.
She seems like a princess. Yeah. Own up to it, girl.
And Kelly doesn't like to be controlled, so she decides that she will give Peggy another chance. Why bother? She's not coming back to this show. I don't know anything, but I can only hope. You know what I mean? Why bother? Just say, you know what?
Who, Peggy?
You lost on me. Yeah, well, Kelly's going to give her a second chance.
Yeah, she's not coming back.
Don't bother. I don't think Bravo's going to give her a second chance. I don't know. I'm just kidding. So David and Deco have an uncomfortable scene, and David's like ready to get out of there, like Speedy Gonzalez.
He's
like,
just so done.
So David asks why Deco went after his wife, and Deco about the conversation had that stupid hookah night.
Deco's scared.
Yes, Deco's scared. Yes, he says, "Oh no, it wasn't an issue. You know, it really wasn't that bad. Like it was okay. Like you know, it's okay."
Exactly. He's totally skating back.
Yeah. No, well, it wasn't the night of your own anniversary party that you took time out to shoot the shit with. Right. You know what I mean? Oh, I can't. So Tamara apologizes to Deco for calling him a little bitch.
And David's like, I'm out of here before
something
that happens.
Something we're all guilty of. yeah, David's like, ghost.
Peace.
Yes. So she does apologize, and then she says she felt she pulled.
I have a note about that moment that I just want to share really quick.
Yes.
Not only does she apologize for calling Deco a little bitch, but she literally says, like, oh, so it's confirmed that you're not a little bitch? And then he's like, yes, I'm not a little bitch. And then she's like, okay, because otherwise that means Shannon's overreacting. It's like, no shit.
Yeah. She continued to insult him.
Yeah, she did. So, like, between the options of Deco being a little bitch or Shannon overreacting, I think it's really overwhelming in the side of Shannon overreacting.
I asked the question. I put it in my notes. Did Shannon overreact in that moment? Duh. I was ready.
Big Y-E-S on that. 100% of the time, always.
Cue the montage, Bravo. Yes.
So what else? Tamara and Peggy, and then this is the, it's like the tour of Peggy. Like I just can't. Like I'm not that interested. In fact, there wasn't any moment in this finale that I was waiting on. Last season, that finale. Remember when Tamara followed Brianna outside to meet up with Vicky on the front steps? Like that, I knew was going to be something that was going to lead to something. There was nothing in this finale that I was waiting on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and sadly, looking back, even that moment was disappointing. And the ladies just have just. They used to bring it. They used to bring it. It's I mean, Tamara would get up out of the chair and make sure that you left. I mean, even when she ran that 5,000 miles an hour, remember when she ran out? She was like, I'm out of here! Like, when she ran that it was so funny. Like, they just don't bring it anymore.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Peggy gets involved. She asks why Shannon said that Deco hurt her. Shannon is then roped in, and she says that she should have never been included in the conversation that night about David, what David said or whatever. And she is still offended that Peggy asked her if she trusts her husband. So that she'll never let that go.
Yeah. Well, it was a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, she's right. Just, I mean, that's the softest spot in Shannon's life. I mean, I don't know about now since things are moving forward in a different direction, but you know, with regards to the trust of her husband, that was probably the worst thing you could say to her.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm telling you, it's performance art when it comes to Peggy. It's performance art. Like, she just doesn't know how to clearly communicate, but then once in a while she'll be like, so do you trust your husband?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, where'd that come from? A minute ago you didn't know, like, even like the bear shit in the woods, like, oh well, he has to shit. He has to shit in the woods if he lives in the woods. Like, really? You don't know what we're talking about?
You know.
Well, I'll just have your dad call my dad. Or whatever. Like,
I know.
You can throw him out sometimes. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To me, sure reminds me of, like, Kim Fields and a couple of these other housewives who, like, are very proud of themselves and they have those moments. And it's like, that stuff just needs to come natural if you're on these shows.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Can we get that by, like, 1,000%?
Yeah. Yes. I totally agree. So Shannon maintains that Peggy said David hurt her at that anniversary party. And, or not, it wasn't at that party. It was the other one. The other one. When did he hurt her?
The anniversary party, wasn't it?
I thought it was.
He approached her at the anniversary party.
Wait, no. But wasn't David, it when Deco?
It was the same night Shannon went to Peggy.
No.
But wasn't it Deco and David were talking on the boat during the Balls Voyage party?
Yeah, it was about that.
And yes, and then so now Shannon was just referencing it in terms of her communication with Peggy. Peggy said that David hurt her via Deco on the Balls Voyage
party. Thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome.
That is so well said. So, yeah, and then so Shannon says that she saw, what's her face, Peggy physically crying and welled up and all upset, and we cut to the flashback, which she was not. She just had the same typical resting bitch face that she always has.
They were trying to make something out of nothing once again. Yeah, like, you know, have some real drama, really duke it out, and be like, you know what, I don't get it. And she, like, Shannon always tries to go there. I will give her credit for that. At least Shannon will go there. She'll light the firecracker.
Yeah.
But these other girls are, like, pouring water on it. Like, if I was Peggy, I would have been like, there you go. Acting crazy again, Shannon.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to let you have it now, too. You want another line? I'll give you a different line then. But instead, they're like, you okay?
Shannon did consistently bring the fire tonight.
Like, take a page out of Nene.
There was no fire, but Shannon was trying to like pepper something in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that was supposed to be really shady when she asked if she was okay. I mean,
it was shady, but like Shannon said, you've already used that line before.
Yeah, exactly. So Shannon then says, She's done again. And
she's always done.
Then she yells in front of everyone at all six people at the scandal party that Peggy is an effing lunatic.
Shannon is the meanest person.
Yeah, well, she's just crazy.
She's
mean. For me, Shannon is taking out my frustrations on Peggy, so I'm okay with it.
I
wouldn't yell at her, but I like that
she constantly, if you ask Shannon what she thinks of herself, she has the highest opinion of herself. She's the most fair. She's the fairest in the land. She's the loveliest on this earth, like whatever highest you can give yourself. And then constantly they show us flashbacks of her behavior, and she is mean.
Shannon?
Yes!
The montage of her fighting everybody. Incredible.
So mean. Even
Ferg just said it was effing hilarious, and it was.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And Vicky totally did get by. Someone wrote in live chat that she didn't get crucified. You had to totally write. She just skated on by and was like, so everybody's good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that... Shannon's not being an ass just to be an ass, though. I think she believes that she's defending herself.
I think
she's just unhappy. Like, I think she's probably been in an unhappy marriage for a long time. And I think unhappy people lash out. And I think that... I would love to see, like, the comeback of Shannon next week. Like, her lose weight, meet a great guy, get rid of David. Like, And then, like, you know your life is in a good place when you don't have any fodder for reality TV. Like, hopefully she goes off into the sunset in a happy life.
Yes. Yeah, because we all know my favorite version of Shannon is Vacation Shannon. Yes. So we need... Give me some of that. Yeah. Bring me back.
Were you happy with the conducting she was doing in Iceland?
You know, it did bring me back up a notch. Like, okay, we're getting back where we need to be. But then, it wasn't enough, you know?
Not enough for you. I could tell.
But I love me some Vacation Shannon.
I think without David... And, like, a good regimen, she'll be, like, Staycation Shannon and just, like, always happy.
Oh, I love that.
I hope that for you, Shannon.
I dream of that. Mm-hmm. I hope of that for me.
Yeah. Well, there's people out there. They love Shannon. There's people out there that are always going to root for Shannon.
People love Shannon.
We see them all the time.
Yeah.
They're very vocal about it. So I think you guys are going to get your wish. She will come back with a nice redemption story.
Yes, I want uplifted Staycation Shannon.
You know, Peggy,
that's what I want.
Peggy says in her interview, she says, well, you know, if the way she keeps yelling at everyone, that's why your husband's going to leave you. And I'm like, really? Like, I really wouldn't come in anyone else's marriage, bitch. But
yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, but again, she's doing this in an interview. Why don't you pull that out at the finale?
She said to Kelly, you're jealous of my... I wrote it down. She said something like, you're jealous of...
Who said this?
She did.
Was
like,
oh my God, yeah.
She did.
No. Peggy said to Kelly, Peggy, you're jealous of her and Deco, which I don't think anyone is jealous of her and Deco.
No, they have a weird stage relationship.
Exactly. It doesn't feel real.
No, I kind of think it's just too rehearsed.
I think he's like a stage mom.
Well, I think he clearly wants to be a star.
Peggy had a weird smile at Tamara. Like, I don't know what that was, but that was some deranged thing that she was doing. And Shannon and Kelly bonded over their lack of romance in their
life. It all got weird towards the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with, like, them trying to hide the fact that they weren't upset. So he's like, will you just smile about it? It was strange.
Yeah. Shannon, this is apology from Peggy. And she's like, thank you, I appreciate that. Like, not accepting it, typical. And Kelly talks to Vicky about Michael in front of him. And they have no sex. And Vicky relates it all to Don. So we know that's going nowhere but south. And just to run through the updates, Kelly sold her house and she files for divorce. And she's doing it on her own. Megan's trying for a baby, boring. Lydia's trying for a baby, boring. Shannon, the Vidoras moved to separate houses. Vicky bought a vacation house with her boyfriend, and Brianna's moving to North Carolina.
Vicky's trying to lock Steve down.
She is.
She's like, if not through marriage, through real estate.
Legally binding real estate.
Okay.
Peggy's update, I put a blank. I don't remember anything except I'm going to fill in the blank and
her
write.
Her kids went to college.
Oh, yeah, Peggy.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm going to say Peggy wrapped her only season on House of
Yes. I want Kelly to have a redemption story. I want Kelly to have a redemption story.
That's awful. I love it.
Kelly and Shannon. Yeah, let's hope for Kelly and Shannon redemption stories next season.
And then Tamara, she's going to need some redemption with that daughter of hers because that was her update.
Tamara. She's dying to be the OG.
After we had to hear about all, like, this is a good comment, really quick. Like, all this stuff I'm hearing about Lydia's trying for a baby. What about all the ball cutting talk? Like, we had to sit through
all 7 episodes of the ball cutting.
Mm-hmm. That pissed me off.
Cutting the balls. Cutting the balls.
Poor Megan got gypped. They didn't give her nothing this season. Apparently, she was trying to give us something with the IVF story, but it did not make it through the season.
We're over that. We've been through it once.
Yeah, it's true.
Done.
Bye, girl.
Done.
Thank you for sharing this lovely recap with all of us. I love the fresh perspectives. And, all good things. I will be back next week for the reunion. The first part of the reunion. And in the meantime, please check out my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. We're talking a little bit about Housewives fatigue, the Atlanta premiere, and more. So check that out over on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast.
Yes, and I am Blake V. I'm so happy to have shared this finale with you guys. I love being here. You can find me, of course, on all social media at Blake V Media and over at the blog on BlakeV.com.
This is Fern Ronay. So happy to be here, too. This is so much fun. You can find me on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com.
Perfect. Leanne Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms, at Hollywood Leanne, and check out, I'm also on the Atlanta panel for The Real Housewives here at AfterBuzz TV. Sunday nights, we tape at 9 o'clock, so make sure to check that out. And right afterwards, Curb Your Enthusiasm, HBO. It's just right after the other. So next Sunday, check it out. If you blink, you will miss me, but keep your eyes open. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for all the love in the chat and the interaction.
Yes, we love you all so much.
We'll bring it for the reunion.
Yes, I'll be back. Well, we'll be back next week to talk Real Housewives of Orange County Reunion Part 1.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.